My name is Roman Yemets. I'm an assistant consultant to the National Deputy of Ukraine. It's the member of the parliament. I work in the Committee on the Rule of Law and Justice as an assistant to my member of the parliament. And I'm also responsible for local government in our capital city, Kyiv.
Hello, my name is Alexander Makovsky. I am a consultant of Parliament's Committee on State Development and Local Government.
What is the purpose of your visit here in Springfield?
The main purpose of our visit is an exchange of our experience, and we would like to research, get better to know the best practices in USA on local government and the rule of law.
And then when we perhaps to have the possibility to make some amendments to Ukrainian legislation in order to make the best practice of American practice also working in Ukraine.
What is one thing that you've found surprising about your time here in the United States?
The most surprising thing for me was that when we came to Washington and then to Springfield, I was expecting skyscrapers everywhere. I was very surprised to see that the majority of the buildings in the city, only one floor. I must say I was very shocked at first, but then I kind of like realized that it feels like, house warming in the city.
I also was surprised when I saw Springfield. I expected also skyscrapers, a kind of different views. But now I see that Springfield is a wonderful place to live. And it's a place which you have to taste by slices, because it's had a lot of fresh air, it had a lot of space, and you feel really free here.
Given the situation in your country right now, how important is this visit for you?
We have overthrown our former president, that was a dictator, and right now we are looking for a new ways to organize the branches of power in Ukraine, because the old system has proven to be ineffective, really. So we really need as much experience and as much best practices to build a new system in Ukraine, to make it more reliable.
And of course, it's really interesting for us to know for sure what we can expect from the United States and from the Western countries due to the conflict which we have with Russia.
Have you heard a lot of positive things from the representatives here in the United States?
Well, practically everyone we have met always showed us their support, and they are telling that they support the Ukrainian people. It's very good.
How has your country changed since the rise in Kyiv?
Well, I can say that the country changed too much, because we have a new government, we have a new majority in the parliament, we have new local governance. It's totally changed. Now we signed the political part of the agreement with the European Union, and we expect that there will be a lot of changes to the legislation and in order to make our country closer to the European standards.
I would like also to add that the peoples of Ukraine have changed, because half a year ago the majority of the population of Ukraine were kind of like politically passive. They didn't really care what happened. Right now, the majority of the people, practically everyone in Ukraine, is politically active. They express their opinion and they want to participate.
And now I can say that we are becoming the unit country. We are united.
How's your new government shaping up to look like?
Well, we currently do not have a dictator before. Because after we overthrown Yanukovych, we have changed the separation of power between the main branches of, between the main representatives of the government. And now the deputy president, he doesn't have as much power as Yanukovych had at his time. So right now, the parliament of Ukraine gained more power than the president. And in a few months, we will have the elections of the president. And then we may start talking about someone being in charge. But still, the president will not have as much power as Yanukovych had.
And anyway, revolution shows our politicians that people have to be heard by them. Because if they won't be listening to people, they won't be staying at their posts.
Are you hoping to be in positions of leadership yourselves?
Frankly saying, I wasn't that much of politically active before. I was helping during the elections. But right now, as far as I see it, I have to be more politically active. I have to participate more. Because if not me, then who will? Frankly saying, I was thinking of becoming maybe a judge in the future. But after I saw the judges during the previous times, during the previous system, I didn't want to become a judge in a country where judges only do what the people in power tells them to do. But right now, we are going to change that system, and I may become a judge or maybe a political politician.
As for me, I was an assistant to a politician, to a member of parliament, and I could see as an assistant what politics really do. And I understood that it is not politics, it's not my choice. I prefer to be, now I am a part of legislative staff, and I prefer to be a professional attorney, lawyer, and in order to help to write good laws.
There's a lot of concern about corruption in Ukraine right now.
Well, corruption was one of the main problems why people went on the streets. Because they got tired of this system. Because everywhere where you would go, you would be faced with demand. Well, they will demand a bribe for you. You will go to judge, to court, they will demand a bribe for you. You will go to hospital, they will demand bribe for you. You will go to police department, they will demand. So people were very tired of this system. And the corruption was one of the main reasons why people went on the streets. Right now, we are trying to overcome this situation, but you must understand that for a lot of years, at least 4 years before, the system became even more corrupted. And it's very hard to change it because practically every law, every government authority is faced with the possibility of corruption. So right now we are working on this, but it will take probably a very long time.
We hope that in our way to the European standards, the first reform which we will make will be the reform of a judge, a court power.
Judicial system.
And I hope that if we will have honest judges, for example, like Roman, every single church, and it will be a good way to battle corruption.
How have you been affected by the uprising in Kiev, and then as things have unfolded?
I became much more angrier than I was before, I must admit it. But I'm still trying to
calm myself down,
to restrict myself from doing or saying anything that is not really appropriate. Because I understand that you can be very angry, but to make a right decision, you need to be calm.
As for me, the last experience shows me again that only together people can make real changes. And we have to share the same views, points of view, the same values, and this will help us. It will help us to overdo corruption and all these negative things like this.
Were you in Kiev during the protests?
I was participating in the protest from the beginning at the 22nd of November of 2013. I wasn't present during the most violent clashes during the 18th and 19th of February, when most of the peoples on Maidan were killed. But I was present during most of the other clashes or events.
What were those like?
Well, it's very long. It would take a very long time to really explain it, but I will try to make it shorter. At first, I was very proud that our people were so peaceful, because even after first few clashes, attacks, when the police officers used very excessive force to deal with protesters without any provocations, the absolute majority of the people were still for the peaceful resolution of the situation. And it only after a few months of constant provocations, of when people were tortured, they were kidnapped, tortured, some were even killed. Only then people started to make very minor actions in response. And as to how it felt, I feel proud. Because when after the first clash between the riot police and when the riot police used the excessive force and mercilessly beaten the protesters, on the next day, 1.6 million people went on the streets in the Kyiv. And it's like half of the whole population of the Kyiv, the capital of the city. And when I was standing there between these people, and I wasn't able to see the end of this of the people, I was very proud that I'm the Ukrainian. I was very proud that I'm the part of this nation and that we are together.
I also was in Kyiv during these events. But as a civil servant, I could not take part in the meeting, actually, because the law prohibits to civil servants be there. But I speak a lot to my friends, and I give money to buy medical, different medicines for the people injured. Who was for the injured during these meetings. And I do everything I could in order to help people.
The Crimean region wanted to break away from Ukraine as part of a referendum, and then they voted to join Russia. Is losing Crimea to Russia a problem for your country?
Well, we do not admit that Crimea became a Russian territory, because the referendum that occurred in Crimea, it was illegal and...
prohibited by the law, actually.
Well, it was prohibited by the law, but it was a complete fake. Because they said that 70% of people went to referendum, I remember, 70% of the total population, and 98% of them voted for becoming a part of the Russian. While the problem is that for the whole referendum and the months, few weeks before that, the whole territory of the Crimea was occupied by the Russian forces, Russian soldiers. All of the Ukrainian authorities were blocked from doing anything there at all. They were not able to observe the referendum at all or do anything. No observers from OBSE. OSCE, from Europe, from USA, were not allowed into the territory of Crimea to observe the referendum. So no one really can tell how it really went. So the only thing is that the Russian authorities told us that there was a referendum and the 98% of the people voted for Crimea to become a part of the Russian. But according to our information, only about 20 to 30 people were participating in referendum, and a very big people, part of these people were the citizens of the Russian Federation. The citizens of the Russian Federation could come to Crimea and vote on the referendum. So it's kind of like the Russia is voting for Crimea to become a part of it. I don't really, it was a complete fake. And no country in the world, no normal country except Russia, acknowledged this referendum.
And of course, if we took a simple people, Crimea is a favorite place to spend their holidays. It's beautiful beaches, it's a unique recreational resources there. And of course, most of the Ukrainians don't like the situation. I believe everybody don't like the situation. And the reaction of the world is really important to us, because if Russia, if world let Russia to take Crimea, it would mean that Russia can take Baltic country or can go to the west in Ukraine, and it will have really dangerous consequences to the world.
Are you guys concerned about Russian involvement in Transnistria, which is a country technically part of Moldova and not recognized by the UN, but it has its own government and parliament and has some ties to Russia? What have you heard about the situation manifesting there?
The situation there is very difficult. Also, it have been so for many years. The problem is they are far from Russia, and to get to it, they will have to go through the territory of Ukraine. So technically, if they wanted to join to make it a part of the Russian Federation, they would have to make a part of the Russian Federation also a part of a part of Ukraine, to make a pass through Ukraine to it. So. Yeah, I know. The situation there is very difficult, and the government there is mostly pro-Russian. We are trying to convince them. We are always trying to talk to them. But, the situation is very difficult.
Where do you hope to see your country in 10 years?
Personally, me, I would like to see it as a part of the European Union.
The same. I hope that we'll be a member of European Union. We'll have... we will deal with the corruption. We will have a good economic, and we will be living in a different country.
Well, it will be definitely better than when we were in USSR. I can guarantee you that.
Those are all the questions that I have. Roman, Alexander, thanks for coming in.
Thank you too.
Thank you.